This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Bunny Michael, and you're listening to Exo Higher Self Advice and Healing, the podcast where you ask me for advice and I help get you to the place within yourself where you already have the answer. The truth is, we all have a deep wisdom inside of us that's not easy to access in a world of trauma, chaos, and biased conditioning. Connecting with your higher self is the process of peeling back those layers to recognize you've always been enough and you deserve so much more than you realize. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, hello, hello. How are you? Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us for another week of episodes. I am feeling really happy and excited about this week's episodes because they're all really, really good. Of course, every episode is really good, but these particular questions are got really deep this week. We got really, really deep this week. And I am currently recording at my house, and it's really cold and rainy outside, which is like a super cozy vibe for me. So I'm just feeling really connected and just super, super grateful to be here with you. All right, so this week's question, we're going to be dealing with some difficulties with our relationship to our families and navigating our parents or our loved ones' inability to unlearn some stuff, to unlearn their conditioning, and knowing really how to deal and how to find compassion in a difficult situation like that. You know, when you love your family, but it's actually really hard to love them when they're being not very loving, right? And this is just something that so many of us are going through or have been through, and finding the balance between what you wish you had with your family and then what you are able to accept and let go of and what boundaries you need, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get to the question.
Hi, Bunny. Thanks for taking my question. I'll get right to it. I'm having a really hard time having compassion for my mother, and I was just wondering if you had any advice or suggestions on how I can be more compassionate and giving towards her. I just really struggle with my mom. I'm transgender, and so is my little sister who I live with. And my mom is kind of a bigot. She's not been supportive pretty much at all or very kind about our identities, our gender stuff. A lot of it also really has to do with her husband, who she's been with for like 13 or 15 years. I absolutely hate him, and I am waiting for him to die, basically. He abused me and my other siblings growing up, physically and verbally. He abused my mother, and she has stayed with him. And she also doesn't seem to understand why I hate him. And she takes it very, very personally. Recently, I excluded my mother from, I did not invite her to a joint birthday thing that my little sister and I are doing because our birthdays are 2 weeks apart. But we invited all of our siblings. We are 2 of 12. And so my mom's feelings are really hurt. And she's acting very, very petty and is, I guess, not getting why we don't want her to be there. I just kind of told her, I was like, it's a sibling thing, you know. Sorry, you're not invited, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of these thoughts about my mom where I just get so angry. And I hate her at times. And I feel like I'm kind of just carrying around these feelings. And I don't know how to deal with them. And I don't know how to accept her for who she is. And accept her for, I don't know, love her despite the lack of love and support that she has shown me throughout my life sort of thing. So that's, I guess in a nutshell, that's sort of it. If you have any words of wisdom, I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you're having a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Hi, babe. I'm so sorry that you're going through this and that you were put through such painful and loveless experiences growing up. You didn't deserve it, and you deserve to have family that embraces and uplifts your authenticity and is proud of who you are and stands up for your needs. It's so painful and tragic to see this continued indoctrination of hatred towards trans people in our society. And this week just happens to be Trans Visibility Week. And it's on the heels of all of this legislation denying gender-affirming care to people. I mean, the list goes on and on. And on a human level, I think it's natural and understandable to be apprehensive of the things that you don't understand, especially if you've been raised with a certain set of beliefs. But what's happening now and has happened for so long is that those in power seek to take advantage of people's fears to keep us divided for their own political gain. And so trans people, like so many marginalized people, continue to be scapegoated. And this is something that has been going on generations upon generations upon generations. The most vulnerable people are the ones who get targeted. Our hierarchical system depends on the idea that some people are better than others in order for the system to thrive. In order for that hierarchical system to survive, there must always be an other. The dismantling of the other would dismantle the whole premise that the more you have, the more you are. The greatest tragedy is that when you don't teach people self-worth, their only sense of worth comes from the belief that they are better than some other people. And that's what this hierarchical system is based on. Constantly trying to become higher on the hierarchy and trying to get the things or be the person or look like somebody who is above other people. And so rather than addressing the fact that everybody deserves love and care and safety and actually demanding that from the powers that be, they distract us by turning us on each other, by having us fighting with each other. And so they don't actually have to be responsible of changing our circumstances, of making the world a more peaceful place, because it's not about that. Because for them, it is also about being on top. It's also about having the most power, the most success, the most money, all of that stuff. They believe in the hierarchy so strongly that they are willing to hurt other people and to target innocent people to maintain that sense of self-worth. It's a game of illusions, and the result is so much unhappiness, so much unnecessary suffering, so many people who are on a loveless path. Some people break through the veil, who are blessed with the ability to connect to their higher self and realize that they are not their conditioning, and make a conscious choice to unlearn this stuff, even though it's really hard. But some people hold on to this stuff like a life raft, because without it, they don't know who they are. It gives them comfort and safety. It gives them answers. It gives them purpose. The relationship we have to our hierarchical conditioning in many ways mirrors an abusive relationship. Even though it's painful for some people, it feels easier to stay in it than to face the truth. It's what they know, and there's comfort in that. And to be honest, it is scary to realize that your thoughts are not always telling you the truth. And healing is difficult. You said you are struggling to love your mom for who she is. And I want to say that you can love your mom, but not love her conditioning. You can love your mom, but not love her beliefs. You can love your mom, but not love her choices. You can love your mom, but choose not to spend time with her. Because just like you're not your conditioning, she's not her conditioning. And the love you have for her is because on the deepest level, you see her true self. You see her higher self in there. That is the love that you have for each other. That's the place where the love is real. Even if her hierarchical beliefs block that love from shining through. What you represent to her is all the things she has not wanted to see about herself. What she represents is all the things you're trying to overcome and move past and not let drag you down. And it makes sense that she gets defensive and petty because she's afraid. And being defensive and being petty is like a psychological armor. What she rejects in you, she's really rejecting in herself. Because she doesn't want to acknowledge that she deserves better. Loving somebody, loving people for who they are, is so much more enjoyable and peaceful and harmonious and authentic than putting these walls up of hate. But right now, what your focus and priority should be is your own healing journey and what boundaries and support you need so you can stay on this path. I'm glad you didn't invite her to the B-Day because you knew it would be painful and you wanted to just celebrate you and your sister with ease and safety, and you deserve nothing less than that. And I think now is the time to try and understand what boundaries you need moving forward. Because having compassion is a lot easier when there are boundaries. The boundaries keep you from being put into their world, their reality, their toxic lens. And it makes it easier to stay in the consciousness of your higher self. Having said that, there's nothing wrong with feeling angry, frustrated, and hurt. These wounds are deep. So don't think that just because you have days where it's really hard not to just be totally pissed off doesn't mean you will be stuck there forever. The more boundaries you take, the more you'll be able to see what it is that you really need here, what it is that will bring you a sense of peace. But you can't stay close by and let the source of your wound continue to, like, it's like poking the same wound over and over and over again and expecting it to heal. No, you need time. You need space. You need to tend to yourself. ideally, it would be great if you were able to talk to a therapist who could help you navigate this stuff, because you deserve all the love and support that you can get, all the tools that will help you. But you're doing an amazing job and you're just taking it step by step. It's so beautiful that you are living your life and you are healing your mom just by ending the cycle of loveless behavior. Whether or not she can see that, whether or not she can be aware of that, that's what's going on a spiritual level. And in that way, you are loving her. You're loving her true self. That's how you love. I'm so glad that you and your sister have each other. And I know you're going to continue to just thrive and build the life that is safe and the family that is supportive, and just continue to shine bright in this world, and nothing can hold you back. All right, take care. All right, everybody. It's not easy. Family stuff is not easy. And it's honestly a practice that you go through pretty much your entire life, you know, making peace with the things that you didn't receive from your loved ones and trying to nurture that within yourself and trying to reparent yourself. And it's the healing journey that we're all on, because our parents, our caregivers, our parental figures, they can only love us the best way they know how. And the truth is, people have limitations that are not an indication of us not deserving better. Absolutely not. But we all deserve better, right? They deserved better. And unfortunately, not everybody gets to a point in their life where they allow themselves to have that kind of accountability or to look as deeply within themselves, because it's hard. It's also not how they were raised. And they also come from a generation that handled this type of stuff differently. So we can have compassion for their situation while also knowing that we deserve better. All right, babes, take care of yourself. I love you so much, and so does your higher self. I will see you next time. Bye.